Good luck, British, with your upcoming soccer match against Panama. Ivan and Joel.
Kilo Uniform Papa standing by.
MA CGG4ZWH calling you.
Seven KUP to M8 SUV, I think it was. Just checking, I've just set up Shari note here. Just checking I've got good audio. If you can help me with that, Mike 7 KUP.
Yeah, audio sounds fine this side. I'm coming for a repeater on this end. There might be a slight buzz or hum. With your audio, I'm not sure. It could be local to me. G4ZWH.
ZWH from Mike 7KUP. I did hear there was a buzz, a bit of a buzz. I'm not sure what that is. Might be mains buzz, because I do have the Shari and the Pi being powered by a kind of mains charger. Or it just could just be the proximity of other around here. Which repeater are you, where's your QTH, please? My 7KUP.
I mean, if you hadn't been asking for an audio report, I wouldn't have really have mentioned the hum. It's not, you know, particularly strong underneath your voice there. I find sometimes if you move the antenna away or, you know, different polarisation to the board, it can sometimes help, you know, having it flat or standing up, depending on how it is now. It's worth a try. It's worked for me before. I'm in St. Neots in Cambridgeshire, just coming through a local repeater. We're back to you.
Mike 7KUP. Yeah, that's, good advice. I mean, I'm totally new to Shari Notes. I set up a dipole at my other QTH, which is high up on the 17th floor, but I want to put a repeater there. Matt's going to help me with that. G7HMV, hopefully. At my other QTH in E2, London E2, I've no chance of putting an antenna up. I wonder if the buzz is any better on the orientation of the antenna. But I'm transmitting like half a watt because I'm right next to it. Don't want to overload it. Mike 7KUP.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a mystery to find these things. It can be a lot of different things. I've had it before where just moving the... are you using a sound bob, or have you got one of the boards that sits on top of the Pi? I mean, I've found with sound bobs, sometimes even just moving them ever so slightly, wiggling them in the socket. I mean, it can be anything. They're not the most robust of things, I've found. I wonder what sort of setup is built there. Back to you. And what's your location again? Back to you.
Mike 7KUP from Papa. I'm currently in London E2. The Shari node... I'm new to this. I got a Shari node off Amazon, I think, and I didn't realize that the two USBs plug directly into my Pi 5. I've got a Raspberry Pi 5. I realized they lined up, so I was looking everywhere for the leads. So then I realized that they lined up, so I plugged it in. And hardware-wise, that was it. I do a lot of Linux work anyway for my job, so the programming of it was pretty easy. I didn't even know about nodes before I got my license in January and all that, because mainly I used to listen on shortwave broadcast bands. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, you're probably a bit stuck for repeaters there. Whereabouts is E2? Where's the nearest kind of, I don't know, tube station or something? I wonder if it's big enough antenna to reach the King's Cross repeater. Probably not. There is also a DMR repeater, you probably know all this anyway, but out in Romford, I work in the city every now and then. There's a couple of repeaters I can hit with my handheld. Walking around the square mile, which is quite useful. But yeah, it sounds like you've probably bought one of the kit nodes, in which case, I don't know, if maybe some ferrites need to go somewhere. It's really hard to tell, though. Like I say, there's so many sources of the thing there, but it's really not that pronounced. Sometimes you hear it where it's like equally as loud as the volume of the voice, but it's, like I say, I wouldn't have mentioned it if you weren't asking for a report. It really is quite low there. Back to you.
KUP. Yeah, thanks for that. The Shari node really is just my kind of way of staying online when I'm at E2, which is very near the city. I mean, stone's throw from Shoreditch, stone's throw, well, probably about half a mile from Liverpool Street. But my other QTH, where I intend to put the repeater, and apply for the frequency, that one is Stratford E15, which would hopefully easily reach to the city. King's Cross repeater, I can definitely reach from Stratford because I'm so high up, but from here, I'm not so sure. That's a UHF, isn't it? That's 430. Repeater. Normally I use the one at Canning Town, which is a 2 meter repeater. By the way, the name here is Martin. Sorry, a bit rude. Mike 7KUP, back to you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Martin. I'm not sure if I gave my name either. It's Robert this side. Yeah, I didn't know there was one in Canning Town. I'll have to look that up next time I'm down there. I normally work out the Cambridge office, but maybe once every 2 or 3 months I go down to the London office near St. Paul's. I'm walking away from this repeater, and it is behind me, so I'm probably blocking the RF with my body. So if I start to disappear, let me know and I can switch over to Zello. The nodes are very useful for travelling. The other thing I like to do with them, what I've done before, is have a little Shari node or, like a little all-star node in your car and have that attached to car 4G. You can park up and have, like, your own little private gateway, for, I don't know, they normally travel, like, a quarter of a mile or so, which is quite useful. Back to you.
Did
I drop out?
Battery went completely flat then. My handheld. There's probably the charger. Canning Town. I'm line of sight to Canning Town. Get a good signal from there. It's a good one. but I think Stratford high up will reach the city. I can certainly see all the buildings in Canary Wharf.
I missed the start of the over there. I'm not sure what happened, but I didn't hear the first bit. And I wonder if you've changed something, because your audio now sounds relatively quiet, and the buzz is louder than your audio now. Well, it is. I mean, it might be something this side. It could very well be the repeat at this end, going doolally in the heat. But, yeah, I wonder if you've changed something since the previous over.
Mike 7KUP. Yes, indeed. I have to move to where the charger is. That's probably why you heard that. I'll promptly move back with the charger, and hopefully I was right next to the node, and now I'm in the next room to the node, but I'm in transmitting 1 watt, but I shouldn't think that makes any difference, because I was able to transmit with no antenna at all on the Xiaomi node. It's such a strong signal. Back to you.
Yeah, it's gone back to how it was now. It really did go quite loud there. Yeah, they are quite easy to upset, these nodes. The repeater that I'm coming through is two Motorola mobile radios with the little sound fobs going into the All-Star, into a Raspberry Pi. So it is itself susceptible to buzzing. So I'm never quite sure if it's the repeater I'm on or somebody else. But like I say, I'm walking away from it, so it's probably going to drop out soon. I'm just on a little handheld this side. I'm running full power, so that'd be 4 watts, but I've only got a small rubber ducky on the HT. I wonder what HT you're using, by the way. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm using the Quansheng, I think it's the K1 or whatever, with a rubber duck. Well, obviously I'm connected to Shari, which is right next to it, so probably would work with any antenna. But what amazed me earlier was I was using the Quansheng with a rubber duck, and I was getting really nice signal from the 17th floor. But then when I plugged in my mag mount and tried the dipole, the signal was worse. It's so weird, and I read somewhere you can overload a handheld with signal. It's all a bit confusing, but Cambridgeshire. Yeah, well, I don't have any problem with your audio. There's no buzz at all on yours. Back to you.
Yeah, it's hard to know what causes it. Like, RF is 50% magic. But yeah, you definitely can overload the front ends on handhelds, on big aerials. Especially if it's I think you said you had a mag mount there. Depending what you had as the ground plane, that could cause it to not perform too well. You know, if it's not stuck on a big lump of metal, it might not work as well. But yeah, it's good stuff. Right, I'm almost reaching destination here, so I'll pass it back to you for one more, and then I'll listen out for you again. But it's been nice to chat to you. Back to you, G4ZWH.
G4ZWH from Mike 7 Killian from Papa. Yeah, Robert, thanks very much for that QSO. Much obliged to you for the comments. I think I'd probably need to just get a better base station for that nice dipole I've stuck up there. It took me ages to make it, and I tuned it, trimmed it and everything. So I would expect to... I did have some nice QSOs with it, but I noticed on some connections I actually get a better deal with the rubber duck on the Quansheng. I just don't think it's up to the job of sort of being a serious base station. So I'll have to do something about that. But anyway, 73 is to you, and thanks for the contact, and hope you have a nice evening. Mike 7, Killian and Horn Popper, going back to standing by.
Yeah, I mean, if you're using a quarter wave width on your monitoring there, and you're the other half of the antenna, I mean, it is, I guess it is possible that.